Selecting a provider. How do I find a provider for the substance use disorder treatment services I need? The BHP may put some limits on your choice of providers. Your county DMCODS plan must give you a chance to choose between at least two providers when you first start services, unless the BHP has a good reason why it can't provide a choice. For example, there is only one provider who can deliver the service you need. Your BHP must also allow you to change providers. When you ask to change providers, the county must allow you to choose between at least two providers, unless there is a good reason not to do so. Sometimes county contract providers leave the county network on their own or at the request of the BHP. When this happens, the BHP must make a good faith effort to give written notice of termination of a county contracted provider within 15 days after receipt or issuance of the termination notice to each person who was receiving SUD treatment services from the provider. Once I find a provider, can the BHP tell the provider what services I get? Your provider and the BHP are all involved in deciding what services you need to receive through the county by following the medical necessity criteria and the list of covered services. Sometimes the county will leave the decision to you and the provider. Other times, the BHP may require your provider to ask the BHP to review the reasons the provider thinks you need a service before the service is provided. The BHP must use a qualified professional to do the review. This review process is called a plan payment authorization process. The BHP's authorization process must follow specific timelines. For a standard authorization, the plan must make a decision on your provider's request within 14 calendar days. If you or your provider request, or if the BHP thinks it is in your interest to get more information from your provider, the timeline can be extended for up to another 14 calendar days. An example of when an extension might be in your interest is when the county thinks it might be able to approve your provider's request for authorization if the BHP had additional information from your provider and would have to deny the request without the information. If the BHP extends the timeline, the county will send you a written notice about the extension. If the county doesn't make a decision within the timeline required for a standard or an expedited authorization request, the BHP must send you a notice of adverse benefit determination, telling you that the services are denied and that you may file an appeal or ask for a state fair hearing. You may ask the BHP for more information about its authorization process. Check the front section of this handbook to see how to request the information. If you don't agree with the BHP's decision on an authorization process, you may file an appeal with the county or ask for a state fair hearing. Which providers does my DMCODS plan use? If you are new to the BHP, a complete list of providers in your BHP can be found at the end of this handbook and contains information about where providers are located, the SUD treatment services they provide, and other information to help you access care, including information about the cultural and language services that are available from the providers. If you have questions about providers, call your county toll-free phone number located in the front section of this handbook.